Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Who are you?
We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
Get used to disappointment.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly, not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies that end up launching sports franchises that cannot beat the fucking Chicago Blackhawks. I did say not safe for work already, right?
Yeah.
All right, good. Today is
someday.
What, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Today is Saturday, May 30th, 2015, also known as the official end of hockey in Anaheim. And I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat. And if you want to interact with us, you can send us a tweet at Movie Nights Pod. But why?
Are we going to do this the entire show?
It's post-playoff depression. I told you that. That was just sad.
That game was brutal.
That was...
My God.
They were so mean.
Okay, we're at... It was like 2-0 almost instantly.
Yeah, like in the first 7 minutes.
Yeah, and then you know we're heading out to Target, right? You know, because there's stuff that we need.
Yeah, Target, like on a duck's back.
and they get the third goal. I think that happened while we were in the store, right?
That happened as we were going into the store.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so we were both just kind of walking around the store, a little pissed off.
You were kind of in a daze too, weren't you?
I was just sitting there like, oh my God, they're up 3-0. How, that doesn't bode well.
No.
and it took a while to find what we were looking for.
You only went in there for like three things.
I went in there for
half an hour.
I went in there for a freaking battery so that we can actually turn the light on because, you know, last week we had a flipping computer die, which that really sucked. That threw me off so much last week. What the hell is that smell?
I didn't do it.
You had cheese and sour cream tonight. Are you sure that wasn't you?
I'm pretty sure it's not me. Oh. I would know. I would be the first to know.
God, that almost smells as bad as the stairwell.
You did go through there and smell it.
No, I've been smelling it for the last few days. It's been getting worse and worse.
Is it worse today?
It's worse today because they clearly used some kind of very potent chemical to try and clean it up, and all it did was make it...
Okay.
It now there's not just the nauseous fumes, but now it actually burns every freaking orifice that you have because, you know, the concentration of the chemical was super high. And so you get that horrendous smell that smells worse than weak old rotting fish.
Wow. Well, you know, I have no sense of smell, so I haven't noticed it.
You may
but
not.
But this morning when I came in, my nose did burn and my eyes just, you know, water just a little bit when I came in. So that's when I got concerned that maybe there was something in there.
Yes. Yeah. It's been like that for a few days now. And somehow they made it even worse.
Okay. I was just worried for you going through the stairwell because if If it was something that burned my nose and made my eyes water, you were going to die before you opened the door.
What, just because of the allergic reaction I had before Thursday night's show?
And your hypersensitivity to smell.
Yeah.
You would just pass out and fall down the stairs.
I almost did the first time I smelled it, but now going in there, I know it's going to stink, and I'm, you know, holding my breath the entire time I'm in there, so. Yeah, and anyway, there's a the window is open. And another smell creeped in and completely gave me a nice little squirrel moment.
Okay. Smell tangent.
Yeah, but okay, so we got this light that we can't turn on because, you know, a battery died. The computer died last week. Really threw me off. You know, just one of these days we'll get through a show. And now I can't say that we get through plenty of shows without any issues, but anytime we do have those issues, it just, God, it's annoying, and try and let it go. But hey, that's what I'm going to do. What?
Frozen. I was just thinking Frozen.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of figured as much. But hey, I am going to Frozen it. So
did you get the backup?
Say what?
Did you get the backup going?
What backup?
Okay. Just, I don't know.
No, seriously, what are you asking me right now?
Well, you usually have one recording going and another.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the mainstream. I have something recording off of the direct, the stream that we're sending out. And then there's the main recording as well.
All right. I just wanted to get ahead of any kind of potential problems.
No, see, I caught that, seconds into the opener, before it even got to the midnight movie nights. By the way, something I've been thinking about, especially with what happened last week. You know, I really just have to accept things for what they are, especially if we're going to have in the opening theme, Wesley from The Princess Bride saying, "Get used to disappointment."
You know, I always thought that was Christopher Lambert from Highlander or something.
There can be only one. Yeah.
Kind of sounds like that. Just because I didn't know the reference. But really? Now I do. And I'll get to that later.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I guess the get used to disappointment is there for me, maybe. I don't know.
Well, now I get it. And so I'm going to prepare people for disappointment.
Oh, alrighty, all right. Yeah, so we're at Target.
Surly.
And now we're leaving Target. And about to exit the parking lot. And there's that awkward moment where two vehicles get to the stop at the same time. Now, I went ahead and went first because I had to go straight. The other car was turning in order, to exit the parking lot. So it's just a lot faster for me to get out of the way. So I went, but I'm sure... the guy in that truck thinks I must be just completely batshit crazy out of my mind, because as soon as I start moving the car forward, the very next thing is me screaming "fuck" at the top of my lungs and flailing my arms, having a temper tantrum. Because as we walked up to the car, the Blackhawks scored their fourth goal, and now there was a huge question about whether or not it was actually kicked in. And the moment that I started moving forward was when they came back and with the ruling of no obvious kicking motion, even though the announcers were convinced that it was kicked in and that it was a very clear kicking motion, but. But yeah, so I had a little tantrum, and I'm sure that guy thinks that I'm just absolutely batshit insane.
Yeah, until he turned his radio on and heard it, and then he was doing the same thing down the road.
That would be funny. What would have been funnier is if I didn't notice him throwing a temper tantrum because he was listening to the game too.
Yeah. Or he was celebrating because he's a Hawks fan.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. Whatever. Hey, the last 10 minutes of gameplay, though, that was pretty intense.
Yeah, they finally woke up.
It would have been nice if you would have done it in the first period.
Or at least the second.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
Johnny was giving us... Johnny and Jim.
Yeah.
The Canadians were piling it on.
Yeah, what's up with that, Canadians? You're supposed to be nice.
And no, they're supposed to be optimistic.
You're supposed to be optimistic.
Yeah.
And nice.
Yeah.
That was just mean.
Oh, gosh, groan. Did you see the tweet?
No.
Revelstoke Jim says, if you buy cosmetics from At Movie Nights Pod, it would be with a hashtag Mary Kay.
That's weird. I did see a Mary Kay truck on the way back.
That was Avon.
Was it Avon?
That was Avon.
Well, okay. It was some kind of cosmetic thing.
Oh, that's just... Bad joke.
Okay.
Do you want to hear a really bad joke? I already said that word.
Yeah, why not? What the hell?
How come lesbians can't diet and wear makeup at the same time?
Oh, good grief. How come lesbians can't diet
mm-hmm.
and wear makeup at the same time?
At the same time.
I'm going to regret this. Why?
Because you can't eat Jenny Craig with Mary Kay on your face.
Oh, good grief. Can I unhear that now?
No.
Damn it.
Not at all. Oh, hey. I'm actually laughing.
Yes, you are.
That's good.
Right?
Oh, well, yeah. The
mood
Ducks
is improving somewhat.
Yeah, well, I think that's because dinner is finally actually digesting a little bit, and I'm actually getting some energy.
Okay.
Well,
it's you creating the smells over there. You did have Chipotle.
Yeah, no. Believe me, I'm not even going to go there. Shame on you, bad kitty. Don't make me get the squirt bottle.
You're not going to go there, but you just told that joke?
No, what's wrong with a lesbian joke?
I don't know.
It's not like I'm
okay.
Not qualified to tell one.
Oh, all right. I thought you were going to say something else, but all right.
What did you think I was going to say?
I have no idea. There's no telling what would come out of your mouth.
Oh, all right.
Every once in a while, I try to say something that tries to shock you. It hasn't worked yet, but I will one day. Well, with you, I'm always trying to be prepared for it.
Okay.
Mostly it doesn't work.
What was it that you said this morning that
I was trying to shock you with?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
said
it was something about bringing home a surprise.
Yeah, I had an idea for after the show instead of just watching a movie, like we, you know, because we usually watch the movie before, and then we'll watch another movie afterwards. Well, I said I had an idea for something else after the movie. And you said something like, what, sure, you were up for anything. And I said, okay, something along those lines, right?
Yeah.
And then I thought about it, and then I was at work, and then I thought about it a minute later, and then I just for grins, I put in, are you allergic to leather? I was hoping I would get some kind of what the fuck response, but no such luck.
Yeah, just a no. Just a no.
Yeah, and I do think that's what I said. I said, damn it! I was hoping for a better response.
Come on, you got to step it up a little bit better than that.
Yeah, that was kind of weak.
All right, well, lots of screaming in the studio. Wait, no.
Yeah.
Damn it. I screwed it up. The apartment studio. And hey, you wanted to ask me about those.
Yeah, these, wait, well, we weren't finished with the ducks yet.
You, yeah, well, we keep just, you know, yeah, we keep going off on tangents, you know, so I just kind of figured we'd stretch it out a little bit further.
Okay.
But, okay, fine. So it's 4-0. The Ducks finally score. Yay.
Yeah, that's exactly what yay.
Shut up. No, it was more than just yay. But I mean, knowing how the game turned out, it's kind of hard to not celebrate. Or I can't even speak.
Well, at least in the third they started picking up and waking up.
Yeah. And then in the last 10 minutes it was kind of intense, and but the empty net goal, that kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Oh, but I gotta hand it to the Ducks. They kept hammering it in, and they ended up falling 5-3, and they were fighting for goals all the way up to the last moment. And I would have been really so pissed off if they had made one more goal and lost by one. That it just because of that one potential kick in, you know, the controversial call.
Oh yeah, I guess it wouldn't.
That would have pissed me off.
So you would have been more annoyed by a score by one loss than like the 4-0. If it ended up just being 4-0,
if they went out there and got spanked 4-0, that would have been okay. The Blackhawks wanted it more, and frankly, you can, after that game, you can say the Blackhawks wanted it more. But I mean, oh my gosh, they were fighting up to the last 7 seconds or so.
Yeah.
After they blew that one pass, That last pass, after that was blown, it was basically, okay, game definitively over, and I don't get to be super pissed. Although, you know, maybe I can be super pissed. Because would there have been an empty net situation if that one kick in, the controversial call, if that hadn't taken place, there wouldn't have been an empty nest situation. Nest? Net. Or there may not have been.
They are ducks. So.
An empty net situation. And possibly the game could have been tied up at 3 and gone into overtime. So yeah, I think I am going to be mad about that controversial call. No, I can just shut up and accept the fact that my team lost and then run away in shame and change out of my my Ducks hoodie. not the sweatshirt hoodie, but
you're not gonna burn your shirts and hoodies?
No.
Okay, very good.
No. But at least now I don't have to feel conflicted about the sweatshirt hoodie being black and orange and being a Dodgers fan. I could stop complaining about that for a while, at least until hockey comes back.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about for you, but hockey's over.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, it's over.
We prayed to our Lord Stanley, and he told us to puck off. Now, and get the Duck out of here.
Yeah, the cup is next week. I don't know who's playing. Some people on ice and skates. I don't know.
Yeah.
The Ducks. That's who's playing.
May they fill the cup. I don't care. I can go back to watching my Dodgers have a disappointing season.
You can't actually watch them?
No, I haven't been watching them on TV just because of that Sportsnet LA deal.
No.
I've been talking about that a lot. I don't think I need to rehash it.
Yeah.
The Angels are playing tonight, and I did hear the sixth inning firework test
go
off.
What that was?
Yeah.
Okay.
The single firework.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was preparing for more after that.
Nope. That's that would be the sixth inning.
Okay. So
that's when they actually test them.
Will there be more later?
Yes, there will.
Okay. Just so I'm prepared for them.
Yep. Actually, you wanna take it away for a moment, because I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt right now, and I am ill prepared for this. The apartment is getting warmer.
Oh, okay.
I'll be right back.
All right, go for it. Well, we did take a lot of crap from Jim and Johnny, so it was fun. It was fun just to go back and forth with them. Just, you know, some sports talk there. Just, hey, your team's going to lose. Oh, crap. You shut up, you. But, let's see. We got another tweet from Jim. You've got to want it more for a good spanking to be effective. Hashtag hockey talk. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate that, buddy. And I got another one. What the? I don't understand the reference. Is it Richard Mulligan and goal for the hashtag Ducks? No, don't get it. But, see him. I don't know where Johnny's at. He was putting up some pretty good words in the Twitter sphere for a while there. But yeah, what else was I totally got lost where I was going with something that Richard Mulligan threw me. But I was gonna ask you about the these nail things, nail art. They look. Well, I'm just going to describe them. Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Can I do that?
No.
No? No. I'm going to an A. I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. No. Anyways, you go away and do stuff that you're doing. I got this. I got this. Okay. So you've got like a nail art. They look like covers or some kind of sticker things, but they look like little circuit boards. And I've seen them on the desk, and I've been meaning to ask about them, and I started to earlier, and you was like, save it for the pod. I'm like, well, I'll get bored with it by then. You know, my attention span is just, you see, I'm already losing focus of where I'm at. I saw something shiny again, and I saw the light come on, and I was like, ooh, lights.
Yeah, and I just turned up the fan, so.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait.
You were muted, weren't you? How are you going? I got a weird feeling about this. Oh, you're just going to open the door. Okay. So, eventually we're going to have the fireworks going off, right?
Yeah.
Because that was about 10 minutes before we started. So that will be cool. Anyway, so you got more tweets again. Empty nest. Okay. I didn't recognize Christy McNichol there in that one. All right. So that was kind of disappointing to know that the Ducks lost, but it was a good game all around. There were no riots, which, you know, I didn't expect any, but you know, maybe somebody tripping or something would be kind of violent, and it would be on the news. But and the game was going on, so there were a lot of people walking all over the streets. I expected to be more of a crowd with, like, Ducks fans, because you did go out before the game started.
Yeah, I just walked across the street. It wasn't, you know, that. Honestly, most people were probably already over at the Honda Center.
Yeah, probably.
At that point. And the Angels game, it was still a few hours before the Angels game, so there weren't too many people out there.
Oh, that brings up something that I saw this week, something cool. When was the last game they played here? Was it Tuesday night?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, I had to go to work, and the game had ended by then between the Blackhawks and the Ducks. And I think the game, the Angels game, I don't know who they were playing, but that ended too. And so I had to go to work. And they had their fireworks going off and everything. And I had to turn, but I was at the stoplight. And right across the intersection from me, there were Ducks fans crossing the street from one side. And then there were Angels fans leaving the game from the other side. You know, and as they crossed, you know, they met each other through the crosswalk. They were high-fiving each other.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that was just cool to see the, you know, the two sports fans, you know. So I guess the Angels must have won. I think that's when, yeah, Tuesday was when the Ducks won. So I just thought that was cool. They were high-fiving each other and they just having a good time. You know, strangers crossing the street, two different sports fans.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah, the Angels are up 7-3 right now, and it is the top of the eighth. Although it does look like Detroit is threatening. So, hey, it's going to be, I guess it's a sports-filled episode of Midnight Movie Nights. So, you seem captivated.
Almost. I was just trying to, you said Detroit seemed threatening.
It's yeah,
3-7.
Yes, but they've got two people on base and a batter up, so a single hit can put them within one.
Okay, that's right. I have been keeping up with the times I've gone to see your softball game, so I can see when that happens.
I can't believe I haven't taken you to a game yet.
What game? Like a baseball game?
A baseball game. Come on.
Crowded. I've been to a baseball game.
I can't believe we didn't go to a hockey game.
I would have rather have gone to see a hockey game. Maybe yeah. Next year. The season had just started when I got out here, and you know, I was just trying to get used to, you know, everything. Like I was getting my sea legs on Earth.
I have a hard time believing that hockey goes almost all the way up to the start of summer. I mean, because we're if they end up going 7 games. Yeah, I opened the door to create cross breeze to cool this place down a lot more.
Groovy.
See, I wasn't going to ask you to get up and open you know, windows or anything like that after the snafu last week.
The window, not a window.
Yeah.
There's only one window to open.
And I said the window.
I don't think you did.
Anyone who has listened to our episode from last week, I did cut that in for all to hear. Now, I did have to boost the audio a bit because, frankly, when I said open the window, I was below the desk trying to work on the dead computer.
And that's why I was trying to open a window on a computer. We're not going to go over that again because I went.
No, you don't. I very clearly said open the window.
I don't recall that.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a tweet from Matthew Corey at RollerDogNC. He said, good evening. He's up late on the East Coast.
Good evening, sir. Oh, all right.
Excellent squirrel moment.
I do want to... Well, no, they're only in the eighth, so I suppose we can get into things before we are interrupted by the big bangs, and there will be many of them. It's one of the joys of doing the live show on Saturday nights when the Angels are in town. We get some fireworks. Are you getting distracted by the game?
No.
Are you sure?
Saw some stuff on Twitter, kind of.
Oh, I thought you were going seeing on. The alcohol commercial.
No. Oh, but that was for rum anyway. I can't drink rum. It makes me sick.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Rum makes me sick. Tequila makes me weird and crazy. And things happen I don't remember.
What about vodka?
I'm pretty good with vodka. Or used to be. I just don't drink
it. How about gin?
It's been a long time since I've had a gin and tonic.
What if you were to toss them all together with, you know, let's say
like a Long Island iced tea kind of thing.
A little lemon, some simple syrup or some Coke, you know, something like that. You know, just toss it all together in one drink. How's that sound?
Like a Long Island iced tea?
I'm missing something from that.
Lemon?
No, I got the lemon.
No, I'll drink a Long Island iced tea. It'll attack, though. You know, it jumps up on you. But they're good.
Yeah, they are.
I used to have them years ago at a bar, but they put double everything in it.
Yeah, we got...
And they called it a Texas tea or something.
Oh, man, what the hell? See, I told you Detroit was threatening. I just looked over, and it's 7-5 now. What the hell, man?
Wow.
And there's one person on base, and the person at bat could mean the tying run. See, baseball, it'll change on you pretty quickly, even when you're up by four. But hey, that's all right because the Angels just got out of the inning. That means that they've got at least one more at bat each, and then we can get some bang, bang, bang. So you wanted to ask me about the nail art.
Yeah, what is that? I mean, it does look like these little circuit boards.
Yeah, that's what they are. These are nail wraps. So if you want to have a detailed pattern on your nails, it would be extremely hard to paint this on your nails. So
unless you're talented.
There are some people that can do some pretty intricate paintings on nails. It's hard to do it on yourself though. So what these are just basically wraps. And so you clean up the nail and these adhere to the nail, and there's some nice little instructions on how to apply them if you're not familiar with the technique. You basically just line it up. You okay there?
I thought I heard a knock.
No, but that
my
was
back to the door.
Yeah, that well, but that was the water cooler.
Okay.
So
they're nail stickers.
Basically, yes. And you find, you know, I think there's like 14 in each pack in this one that I got, and they're different sizes. You know,
wait,
each
only
different
14
nail.
In the pack.
Yeah.
How many fingers do you have?
10.
Okay. All right.
Right.
Maybe
but not
like
everyone.
15 just in case.
Well, but it's different sizes, you know. So there's you find the size, like if you have a really big thumb, like, you know, well, I would probably need the larger ones for the thumb, and then you just find the best match in the set, and you apply it at the base of your finger. And then fold it over the top,
okay.
Break off the excess, and then do a top coat, and you've got yourself a nice, detailed, quick manicure.
All right. How come you haven't done that yet?
Because I was growing my nails out a little bit.
So can use them?
Well, no. I can use them now, but I was growing my nails out just a little bit longer. Just because I wanted the longer effect. But then I broke three of them today. And
because you got mad at the Blackhawks?
No.
See, smash!
No, it wasn't when I got mad at the Blackhawks. I did something stupid and I slipped when I was getting up off the couch. And I sat on my hand and...
Ow?
And it jammed the one nail, my thumbnail back so far that you can actually see part of the break. In there. And then I chipped two others. So I wasn't too happy with that. But
a tweet from Roller Dog NC.
Oh yeah?
A girl with 14 fingers? Imagine the possibilities.
Oh my god. Oh, boys will be boys. Let's see. He also says, "Come to Central North Carolina, and you can see Durham Bulls baseball game." That would be awesome. That would be a fun fun road trip, and then, you know, we could record a show. I mean, the flick pick would be pretty obvious on that one.
What?
A League of Their Own, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say A Field of Dreams, but okay.
Or that, yeah. I don't think that there's any more obvious baseball movie to choose for that one. How about The Rookie?
That was a good one.
Or Angels Major in the League? Outfield.
Oh.
Major League, okay. But Angels in the Outfield. Let's travel to North Carolina.
Oh, I thought you were going to... Okay.
What? Start flapping?
Yeah. I thought you were going to say travel to the Angels. Well, it won't take very long, but...
I'm not up for traveling to the Angels just yet.
Baseball team. Not the heart playing ones.
There we go. We finally sussed out the tweet that we were looking for.
What about Bull Durham? What about Bob?
Yeah, what about Bob? What about Kitty Bob?
I don't...
Again, the water cooler.
It farted.
You are such a freaking cat. Every time that there's a noise or anything.
My back is to the door and the door is open. I'm paranoid.
The door is cracked. You're fine.
All right. Well, I'm just paranoid about that thing. Anyway, I don't think I've ever seen Bull Durham. That is that Kevin Costner and Tim Robbins? Or is that...
Wasn't that Field of Dreams?
No.
No. Oh, shit. Now I can't remember.
Kevin Costner, Tim Robbins, and Susan Sarandon.
If only there was a site where we can go.
Yeah, and, Twitter. And from Roller Dog NC. He said yes.
Kevin Costner and Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins. There we go. Yep.
Okay. I kind of know about it, but I've never seen it.
Oh, and Robert Wool's in it. That's right. Now I'm... Yeah, I'm remembering. You know Robert Wool, right?
Yeah. I've seen... He was Knox.
Yep.
In Batman.
There you go. That's it. That's what I was looking for. I love it. although I don't think it's that hard to guess that's where my mind was going. Because I don't think I know him in anything else.
Yeah, me neither.
All right.
He's been around, but that's the only memorable role that I can think of him in.
Yeah, so we're going to skip the tournament this week.
Yeah, there's been enough tournaments going on around us.
Oh, hey. So you brought up the leather, but you never actually said what it was that was brought home.
Oh, what I had planned?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just sometime during the night, I was had the thought, something we ran across last week, and just some reason out of the blue, I mean, I knew we were going to watch The Mighty Ducks 2 for this week's flick pick, and, you know, the game was going to be going on, Game 7 was going to be here, and it just hit me last night, you know, we ran across a game last week, it was NHL 15. So I was like, oh, well, what the hell? Instead of just watching a movie after, why don't we get that? Because I think Sunday you were talking about it, and it was like, we should have gotten that game, but it was too late at night to go out, and so, you know, just didn't get it. But I just thought about it last night. I was like, why the hell not? It's been a long time since I've actually played a game, and it's even...
Yeah, and we've never played a video game together.
Yeah, we played, what, the Injustice...
Oh, we did? We played Injustice when you came out last year?
No. Maybe? Since I've been here.
Oh, we have?
Yeah, I mean, we played a little. It's kind of like a fighting game.
Yeah, it's where I usually go when I need to just unwind for a bit. And I would rather beat up something in a video game rather than taking it out in the physical world.
Yeah, so. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas was my game for that.
Oh, my gosh.
I can shoot people in the face in a video game.
I hate that
without
game.
Without consequences.
I hate that game. I used to absolutely love it until my ex started playing it.
Oh, so that's why you don't like it?
No. It got to a point where, you know, we'd be going out to dinner, and I would
start running people over.
No, I would open my wallet to pay for the meal, and she'd snatch the money out of my hand, and just say like, "Give me them papers."
Give me them papers?
Yeah. Yeah, like she was just running around quoting the movie or the movie, the game. Like everywhere. And like I would ask her a question. She'd fire back. Does the Pope shit in the woods? Yeah.
What?
You don't remember that from that game?
From San Andreas?
Yeah, if you went through and you would punch
I remember him saying something about ducats.
Like mad ducats?
Something like that, or give me them ducats or something.
No, it was give me them papers. You would hit someone and take the money, and he would say give me them papers. Another one was does the Pope shit in the woods. There were a whole bunch of them.
I don't remember and the Pope shitting in the woods one. I really don't.
Hey, watch the TV. Okay. Because you just heard that. Yep. See, you can always tell when something's going to happen in the game because you can hear the stadium.
Oh, the delay.
Yep.
Well, that is weird. We are getting it in real time and watching the delay on the TV.
That is how close we live to the stadium.
No, I don't remember the Pope shitting in the woods thing or whatever.
Yeah. Well, she used to quote that game so much. Oh my god, it was annoying.
Ooh, snatch up your money, huh?
Yep.
Give me that money.
There were so many of those things. There are sayings from that game. I can't even remember them all, but those were clearly the two that annoyed me the most. Now, my Grand Theft Auto game, my favorite, was Vice City.
I did play that one some.
That one I loved.
I like to just steal a car and go driving around with the radio on.
Yep. I know. That's
I've
exactly.
Got a lot of music. I downloaded a lot of music just because of that. The different playlists.
That's exactly what I used to do too.
I like that song. Gotta have it.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, let's see here. Yeah. You want to just get into the flick pick, or you want to keep talking about video? Oh, so we got NHL 15, and I guess we'll play that after we watch our flick pick.
Or just play it anyway. I don't know.
Play it while we're watching the flick pick?
Or play it instead. I've been waiting to play that game all day.
You don't want to watch our flick pick?
Yeah, eventually.
Well, yeah, because you just got it and
yeah, took forever, but yeah.
And it's, yeah, what was up with the internet tonight?
I have no idea.
It was super, super slow. It took forever to actually download for the movie to download, because you got it on iTunes, right?
Yeah. Usually it doesn't take that long, but for some reason, there's a game going on. You have said before that you've had issues with the internet because of...
Yeah, but it doesn't make any sense. It's not like... It would make a difference if everything was wireless.
You got a few thousand people over with cell phones.
Hold on. We don't have you on a wire yet. But they're not going to be running at 2.4 gigahertz on the cell phone.
But don't they have like wireless and Wi-Fi over there?
No, the stadium does not. Well, the stadium has some Wi-Fi.
Something's happening.
No, actually, no. It didn't happen. See, you can tell based on how the crowd died out.
Oh.
So, see, and it went foul. There you go.
They were excited.
they roared up because they thought it was going to be a home run. But then when it fizzled out, that's an indication that it didn't go the way that the fans wanted.
It's so weird.
What?
Just, hearing it and then seeing it you know, after the delay.
To be fair, I've been here for 3 years. I'm very used to this now. And before, you know, and my parents lived here before that. So I've had 5 years to get used to this. Oh, poop. All right. Well, they are heading to the top of the ninth. So, and the Angels are up 8-5.
Yeah, I did tell you that I didn't tell you what I was going to do. I just said that I had an idea because I had no idea if I was going to be able to find it or not.
I thought we already talked about that.
What?
That it ended up being the game.
Yeah, I just was going with the story about what I did.
Oh, okay.
I told you about it, you know, that I had a plan for after the show, and I just didn't tell you what because, you know, if I went to find it and it wasn't there, then I'd be like, oh, shit. Couldn't find it. Never mind. So I just didn't tell you about it. And then when I got here, I left it on the counter and took my nap.
And I clearly found it when I finally emerged from my cocoon.
Yeah.
I woke up with a headache again.
You've had those quite a bit this week.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been frustrating. I don't know. I've been really stressed. I feel like I'm catching shit from everyone. And with the computer dying last week, the good news is I was able to simplify the setup a little bit. I ended up installing the software on my old MacBook Pro. It's my first Mac. and I made a discovery today. The battery in that is damn near dead. It's only showing 16% health.
Don't you always keep it plugged in?
Yeah, but if there's a power outage, it's not going to have a lot of time before it shuts itself down. But at least it should still shut itself down gracefully. And it's moving a little slow, so I'm going to have to take the drive out of that and scan it, make sure it's all right. It should be fine, though. It's an SSD, so it's not like... I mean, SSDs do eventually wear out, but they don't have any moving parts, so there's less chance of a physical malfunction.
Well, I have a Windows laptop that I brought with me, and it's the battery in it has to be nothing. I mean, it's always plugged in, you know, but, you know, if you unplug it, the battery's going to last long enough to say goodbye.
Nice.
Because it's got to be 10 years old now.
Wow.
The only thing, excuse me. The only thing I've ever done to it is added more memory to it. You know, I haven't invested in any new battery or anything.
Do you smell that? Someone's out there grilling.
Yes, I completely smell that. It smells like grilling freshness. Whatever. Ooh. That smells like.
Hey, Matt, would you be able to call in and tell your story? Because we got a tweet from Rollerdog NC saying at movie nights... Oh, he says he can call in. All right, let me start up Skype.
It does kind of fit with the movie.
Yeah, because our flick pick... Well, we'll get to our flick pick in a bit. But Joshua Jackson is one of the stars. And
damn you, Pacey.
I liked that show. I liked it a lot.
Dawson's Creek?
Yeah.
So did I. That and Exit got me in the watching that.
Who was your favorite character?
Dawson.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was kind of the dreamer. He wanted to be a director.
I always liked Jack.
Jack was cool.
Especially once, you know, they revealed that he was gay. Yeah. I thought that was awesome. That just made me love him even more. All right, Matt, call away.
Boom.
And there he is. Wow, that was fast. Caller, who are you and where the hell are you calling from? Oh, it would help if I... I'm sorry. I'm not used to taking calls on this show. Even with getting geeky, I still screw up the calls half the time. Let's try this again.
Did I win the Springfield tickets? The Springsteen tickets?
I'm sorry. We were looking for caller 37.
Oh! 37?
Yep.
Last in a row?
Come on, Kitty.
I knew he was going to go for it.
Yeah.
I'm going to step on him.
All right. How you doing, Matt?
I'm glad he was going for the upgrade on the Springsteen instead of Springfield. I was going to be
disappointed. I had The Simpsons on my mind with you guys, too.
Oh, really?
You know.
Do you remember when the Simpsons movie came out and they had that Simpsonify? You could upload a picture of yourself and it would turn you into a Simpsons character.
I remember that. I don't think I actually did it, though.
I think it was a promotion with 7-Eleven. Because I know that they did the special donut.
Yeah, didn't they turn one into a Quickie Mart or something?
That I don't remember.
The 7-Elevens?
But
they did that with a few of them.
They did. They did change Slurpees to
The slushies.
Yeah, to slushies for a while.
The squishies,
or squishies. That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Earlier, when you're talking about if you guys actually made the crazy long road trip out here and you could do a show and the movie, would be? I'm like, hello, Bull Durham, a movie about the Durham Bulls.
You didn't pick up on the fact that we were doing that on purpose?
No. You guys are good. Wow, you had me.
Okay. Awesome. I'm glad that worked then. So, actually, why don't we move into our flick pick, since you have a story that is relevant towards it. Or towards it.
To it.
To it.
Flick pick.
All right, our flick pick is the 1994. No, that's Bull Durham. I've got the wrong IMDb window open.
It is 94, March 25th.
Yeah, I should be able to remember this because I was 13 years old at the time. No, actually, I was probably I was even younger. But that was a nice play. Oh my gosh, very, very good. Getting distracted by sports for the win. Awesome. Yeah, our flick pick is the 1994 sequel, D2, The Mighty Ducks. It stars Emilio Estevez, Catherine Irby.
Emilio!
Joshua Jackson, Eldon Henson, Sean Weiss, just a bunch of returning characters from the original Mighty Ducks, and some new ones in there as well, including Kenan Thompson, the guy from Fat Burger.
Good Burger.
Good Burger. That's what. Okay, Fat Burger's the actual chain. Yeah. I don't know. I never actually watched it.
I didn't either. I just know he was in it.
Mike Vitar was in it, and I hope I'm saying his name right. It's really sad. I've actually met him, and I have no idea if I'm saying his name right. But yeah, a lot of returning characters, and some new ones as well. And Matt, you've got a story about how you met Joshua Jackson.
Didn't actually met, but I was close and we saw him. Back in the mid-90s, I was at UNC Wilmington, which is down in North Carolina, and that's where they were shooting Dawson's Creek. And then whenever they would do the outside shots of Cape Side High School, that was the campus at UNC Wilmington.
Okay.
So I was on campus one day during the summer. I was shooting a video for the school. And I had, like, at the time, the top of the line Super VHS video camera.
Did it come with a cape?
I wish it came with like a support card, because those things were heavy back in the day. But they were shooting a scene on the quad, and he was there, and Katie Holmes was there. And I actually shot a few seconds of footage of Joshua Jackson. And this was back in the days before everybody had, you know, video cameras and then camera phones and all that. And I guess one of the people on the crew came over and asked who I was with. And when I mentioned I was just with the school, they they're like, oh, you're supposed to. And I did the, okay, oh, I'm sorry. And bolted before they could, you know, take the, well, I wouldn't have taken the camera or anything, but I got about 3 seconds worth of footage of Joshua Jackson standing under a tree.
Nice.
So, but I did meet Michelle Williams, who was on the show also. She came into the restaurant that I worked at the time. She was very nice.
Oh, cool. Oh, very cool.
Yeah, really cool.
Yeah, I always, for the longest time, I wondered what was going on with her career, because I thought that her career would take off after Dawson's Creek, and it just kind of hung there for a while. But I'm glad to see that it's taking off now, or yeah. Well, fairly recently. oh, nice. We're about to get some resolution. It's 8-6 Angels, two balls, two strikes, and two outs in the top of the ninth.
Uh-oh.
Game over.
Getting the fireworks.
Yep, here we go. Just got to make sure. Yep, game over. All right, fireworks are coming soon.
Well, you guys also mentioned Eldon Henson, who's in the D2. He's recently played Foggy on the Daredevil series. Yes,
absolutely.
I think that's when we watched the first Mighty Ducks, was shortly after seeing him in that.
Yeah, and I got confused thinking he was the one who did the knuckle puck.
What's wrong with you?
I don't. It's been so long since I've watched these movies. And I actually have a direct connection to D2, the Mighty Ducks, because part of it was filmed here in Anaheim.
Not too far away.
Not too far away from where the Ducks blew it tonight. In fact, exactly where the Ducks blew it tonight, back when the Honda Center was called the Arrowhead Pond.
The Pond of Anaheim.
Yep. My dad was working for Disney at the time, and as part of the volunteers program, and that's EARS, E-A-R-S.
Oh, what?
Yep. Part of the volunteers program.
You know, you told me that he worked for Disney, but I still like him. I still think he's a cool guy.
Okay. I'm glad that you like my father. He is a cool
guy. Cat seal of approval.
Yeah.
Yep.
Quite working for the rat, but okay.
And so my dad, my sister, and I were all volunteering, and we got these cool yellow shirts. You know, and it had Mickey on it and everything, and it was clear that we were with Disney. But we got to help out and direct everyone around the arena, and we ended up being extras in the movie. So
that's cool.
Yeah, I have no idea where we were, because we had to change out of our yellow shirts for the scenes where we were in the stands. And one of my favorite things was the guy who plays Luis Mendoza, Mike Vitar. He was doing one of his scenes. You know, he's the guy who he can skate really fast, but he can't stop. And so they were filming a bunch of his scenes, and so he would go by really quickly with the puck. And when he was skating back, my sister and I were just sitting watching the filming on the one side over by the foul box,
the penalty box.
Jeez. Well, but they're
the foul box.
Hold on. They are ducks. They are foul.
Okay, I'll give you that. a technicality, but I'll give you that.
Yeah, I caught my screw up. Matt was just faster than you, and faster
quit
than me.
It, that's all.
Yeah.
I was trying to look up something because the image of the guy, now that I'm looking him up, I was trying to figure out if he was in another movie.
He was. He was in The Sandlot.
I didn't kind of see that one either.
What?
I'm not a big baseball fan. What? I've seen Major League and...
What?
A League of Their Own.
I had to switch soundboards.
Field of Dreams. Those are the biggest. And Eight Men Out. And that's only because I like John Cusack, but...
Oh, wow. We left out. There were more than eight men left out on that one. Anyway, he would return to reset between takes, and he would skate back to his starting position. That would take him over by the penalty box where my sister and I were sitting. And every time he came by, he would flick the puck up right at the boards in front of us. And so it would go off the plexiglass, and you know, he made us jump the first couple of times, and and you know, we started laughing, and we were having a good time. He was interacting with the two of us, and between shots, you know, when they wrapped up that shot, he came over afterwards and came over and talked to us for a bit, and he told me that he was trying to get our attention because I was wearing a Dodgers hat, and he's a big Dodgers fan, and that it wasn't a that was a part of it was one of the things that he loved about doing the Sandlot.
Yeah, see in the poster that he's wearing an LA cap.
Yeah,
Dodgers cap.
Yeah, he's Los Angeles.
No, I got distracted Los Angeles because I thought he was. He was in. I thought he was the guy in Night at the Museum, the Egyptian god or whatever. But it's not him.
Yeah, no, that's not him.
I got distracted. That's why I was.
No, he hasn't done much beyond the Mighty Ducks and the Sandlot. Funny thing about the Sandlot, they show his character as an adult and playing for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and it's his older brother that is playing the same character.
Oh, cool.
I always thought that was cool. But yeah, super super nice guy. He ended up giving no, that wasn't him who gave me the puck. I take that back. I also ended up meeting Joshua Jackson that day.
Oh, cool.
And he was really, really awesome. He just super, super nice. And there go the fireworks.
It's to celebrate that we've got a guest with us right now.
Yeah.
This is for you, Matt.
You guys went all out on this pod. Not like Deadheads. There's never been one firework.
Yeah, I don't even think they light up a snake or anything that kind of
nice.
I get Trent to laugh. That's about it.
It's so much fun to make Trent laugh. It's even more fun when you can throw him off and you know, just derail him a little bit. It's hard to do, but it is a lot of fun. Gosh, I hope those fireworks aren't overpowering us too much. Let's find out. Now it doesn't seem to be registering too much on the mixer, so carry on we shall. So yeah, Joshua Jackson, he was really, really, really awesome. He signed a whole bunch of stuff that I have since lost. And he ended up giving me one of the pucks that they were shooting or that they were using on the ice in the movie. And that I still have.
There you go.
But then the guy who plays the cowboy, when he got sent to the penalty box, he was just he was sitting in there. You know, during some of the takes, and because my sister and I were over there, he waved us over and was talking to us, and he ended up giving my sister a puck, and he signed a bunch of stuff. Those guys were all just really, really nice. Emilio Estevez, he for part of it, he had the douchebag hair.
Oh,
yeah, because in this movie, he was trying out for the NHL, and he had a career-ending knee injury. If I remember right, someone slashed him in the knee. And it
that hurt you sing. Just because I've had a knee injury, so that's not fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Believe me, I know. How about you, Matt? You got any knee injuries?
No knee injuries, but I hurt my back the other night picking up one of my kids.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's no good.
No. It's all right. I'm better now. I can not wince so much when I move. Over the course of the day, I told one of the guys that, you know, in the morning when I woke up, it was like a flaming hot ice pick had been jammed into my back. Oh. And then by the end of the workday, it was down to just a room temperature ice pick.
I know.
The next door of the day, it was just like the ice pick wasn't jammed in. It was just sort of poking a little bit. So you get better every day.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, I buckled my knee, pole vaulting. So it gives out on me every once in a while. I'll just be walking along and then boom, I'm on the ground.
Yeah, I've seen that happen. Just be walking along, la, 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 boom, on the ground. What?
Like just, here? All right.
Yeah.
Did you just walk into a gravity well or something? You seem to be fine one moment, and the next moment you just smack down on the ground.
It goes weak. It can no longer support my body weight. I hit the ground. I've learned how to take the fall.
Tuck and roll.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Assuming that you have room to do so, it has a tendency to do it. Well, the last time it happened, it's been happening in the apartment right by the desk, so I don't have a lot of room to fall properly.
I hope you don't have a lot of sharp objects around then.
No, we're good. We're all good.
Right.
But it doesn't affect me all that often. Although sometimes in the movie theater, it's really, really hard to go back down the stairs after sitting for like 2 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that, I don't have to deal with it that much. I mean, I've been working out just enough to keep it strong enough to... oh, cool. Look, the fireworks are on TV.
They look better when I open the door.
Yeah, you can go out and watch them if you want.
No, I'm good.
All right.
I can hear them.
Oh, yeah, but it's not the same. It's not the same to just hear them.
I saw them the
other
day. You
can enjoy them 7 seconds later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw them when I went to work the other day, and then I went down the street and I saw them at Ratland, too. So there's all kinds of shit blowing up around here.
Hey, we like our fireworks here in Anaheim.
That's no joke.
Just wait for the 4th of July.
Good grief. You going to set off a nuclear bomb?
No.
You see a mushroom cloud when I go to work?
Oh, I hope you don't have to work on the 4th of July. I really hope you don't.
I hope not either.
No, because for the 4th of July, we can actually just go upstairs, watch the Angel Stadium fireworks, watch the Disneyland fireworks. We'll be able to see into Buena Park for the Knott's Berry Farm fireworks. And then there's a couple of parks.
That's on a Saturday.
It's on a Saturday?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well.
Show night.
What should we watch that night?
Born on the 4th of July.
Well, we were going to stretch it out again. Independence Day. I like it.
That works too.
Have we done Independence Day yet?
No, I think we watched it before we left Texas.
Or Live Free or Die Hard is also Independence Day themed.
That's true, it is.
Maybe just do a
Die Hard with Kevin Smith.
Yeah. Oh, now it's loud.
And there's the Angel Stadium fireworks. Oh, they're still going. I thought that was nope, that was just one late bloomer.
one straggler.
Yep. That'll be fun. The 4th of July.
Cool.
Being a show night. But yeah, there's a bunch of fireworks shows that we'll be able to go up and see. So that, and we'll be able to see them all from the roof of the complex.
That'll be cool.
Yep. All right.
Well, thanks for letting me call in, guys.
Well, hang out for just 1 minute, because there is something that I want to play. And this is the trailer for D2. And YouTube does not want to come back up. Where are you going, Kitty?
The Skype call is straining everything.
Oh, no. That's not it at all. It's, I think it's operator error.
Oh.
All right. So I am now going to play, the trailer for D2, or at least the coming to home video, trailer. And there's something in here I want to talk about.
The only thing tougher than turning losers into champions is doing it twice.
Quack Attack is back, Jack!
Are you ready to fly?
The Mighty Ducks are back.
Oh, no.
Their game is as good as ever.
Haven't you guys been training in the off-season? I know we forgot something.
But they're adding some new players.
Yeah!
And now, they're heading to California.
Let's party!
For the World Championships.
This year, the team to beat is Iceland.
We'll see you on the ice.
Iceland's bigger.
Stronger.
Ah! And more facial hair.
But if they want to go for the gold, they'll have to learn to become a team again.
Move together!
We came here as a team, and we're leaving here as a team.
Right! Bring them on! We're ready!
Emilio Estevez. Disney Home Video presents D2, The Mighty Ducks Are Back. Now available on video cassette.
Anyone else here?
Back to the future? Yeah.
I mean, seriously. It's a direct rip. They barely changed it.
I think I noticed tiny bit of a difference.
There is a very, very small difference in there, but it is not much, not at all.
They can use the
this is the one where Emilio has to skate back in time and stop the Mighty Ducks from getting struck by lightning.
Nice.
Yeah, but it's I don't remember that music being in the movie at all, but for some reason they thought, okay, here, let's just play this in the freaking home video trailer. What the hell?
Well, that's odd, because I know when they're doing, like, the movie trailer, like the theatrical one, they'll use temporary music or, you know, scratch music just because they don't have the film scores locked. But, you know, if this was for the home video release, yeah, unless they just tacked that part on to the end and it was the same trailer from before.
It was definitely for the home bit, you know. It said coming to VHS.
Yeah, I like that part at the end.
Well, I mean, come on, this was the early 90s.
Yeah, I know. I just remember that package. It was that big plastic clamshell packaging.
Oh yeah.
All Disney movies came in those.
I always, you know, whenever I think of a VHS packaging, there's, you know, sometimes you have the cardboard sleeve.
It's for regular movies, but
you know, the Star Wars trilogy had cool packaging.
Yeah.
But the plastic, you know, pry it open packaging. You know, the kind of bubble packaging.
Yeah, that was, you know, you were classy. With Disney movies.
Yeah. I
Disney movies and adult films.
I always think
adult films were in those great big boxes.
Yes.
Really?
I worked in a video store. Yeah, in the me early too. 90s, yeah.
Okay. Hey, look, Traffic.
I remember those. I did work in a video store for, I think, it has to be right around that time. 93, 94?
Yeah, that's about when I did, too.
I dated someone who worked in a video store and used to get free movies.
I just always watched movies.
See, I got the benefits of working in a video store without getting paid.
I was close to being a Randall, but I ended up being a Dante.
Yeah. I was more of a Dante as well.
Still waiting to get off the pot. Or shit.
That's why we all looked up to Randall.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. All right. So, D2.
Yeah. I guess we should talk about the movie.
No, we don't necessarily have to. I mean, we've already been going for, what, hour 15 minutes?
Oh, yeah?
I mean, we talked about it a little bit. We played the trailer, made fun of the music. This is the movie. D2 is where we first get the Bash Brothers.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Fulton Reed ends up getting a buddy. And Dean, what's his last name? Is it Porter?
Portman.
Close, but no cigar. I always like them.
Get the cast in front of me, so I win.
Good for you. And it's also where the knuckle puck is introduced. Let's see. This is the one where Emilio Estevez ends up going like major douchebag and completely ignores the team for a few games, right?
Yeah, he gets all Hollywood.
Yeah. And he's got the slick back hair, because that I do remember. That was one of his costume changes during the days of filming over at what is now the Honda Center, but at that time was the Arrowhead Pond. In fact, I don't know. Did the Ducks already start playing there at that time, or had they just done the expansion team? I don't remember, because this I think I was 12 when we did this, so that would have put it into like solid 93 territory.
I'm sure that's when they were filming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me.
So,
the thing I remember about Emilio Estevez, you know, going on douchebag in this was he was trying to go around to different parties with stars and coaches and sports people, and he was trying to sell that idea for the loafer with the pump on it, the Air Bombay. It's like, I want an Air Bombay.
Nice.
Who doesn't want a loafer with a pump on it?
That's funny. I forgot about that. Yeah, the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim, 1993 to 2006. There we go.
They just changed their name to the Ducks.
Yeah. Well, the name change came when Disney sold them. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and then they did the unfortunate color change that causes me great grief.
I do see those jerseys every once in a while, especially like a couple of times we were driving through the area when everyone was walking to the games. I would see some of those jerseys. Then I saw some Boston Bruins jerseys, and I was like, go back home!
Hey. Oh. We still have guys that show up. We have the Carolina Hurricanes here in Raleigh. We still have fans that show up wearing Hartford Whalers stuff.
Wow.
Way back.
That goes beyond my knowledge of hockey.
The Whalers moved to North Carolina in like 97 and then became the Carolina Hurricanes.
Okay.
So.
Got it.
Yep.
Got it. You know, the interesting thing about the name change of the Ducks is that it's directly related to a non-sports intellectual property. you know, just simply because of the movies, but, you know, because the team was named by their owners, after a movie franchise. I wonder if that's ever happened in sports before that. I mean, were the Mighty Ducks the first team named after an existing intellectual property?
I would imagine they're probably the first one from, like, to be in a professional league and not just, like, you know, a traveling exhibition team or something, which might have happened. But, yeah, a like, permanent addition to a professional sports league. That's probably the first time.
And it's these movies that I loved oh so much in my childhood and now can vaguely remember as an adult. I just, you know, honestly, I really, really remember that one scene where the cowboy lassos the Iceland player for going after what was it Julie?
Cat?
Yeah, it was Cat, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Julie Gaffney.
Yeah. And you go and then the line that Bombay delivers, like, this isn't a hockey game, it's a freaking circus.
Roping people is fun.
You know how freaking awesome it was to watch that being filmed?
Oh, you just saw that?
Oh, yeah. We were up close and personal. It was really, really awesome. Oh, my God. That guy was having the greatest time. Just, you know, he was out there. He could actually do the rope tricks and everything. You know, he was skating along the ice and just twirling around.
I think it
would have
been more awesome if he'd healed him.
And
just, anyone could just almost wrap it around somebody. You get him by the foot, boom. That would be awesome.
It'd be really hard to get him by the foot while, you know, like in like a full on skating sprint.
Yeah.
But could you imagine that? Like he's just going down and then it just flips him and just rips his legs out from under him. How hard he would hit the ice with forward momentum.
You only get one. Not
well,
both
and,
of them.
And actually, would he even like. If he were to rope 1 foot and pull back on it, you know, being would he be able to anchor himself on the ice in order to overcome the skater's forward momentum, or would he get pulled along and fall flat on his face as well?
All he has to do is give it a little tug. Cowboys do it all the time with calves.
Well, right, but
they aren't a horse, so.
Right, and they also aren't speeding down,
ice.
Down, yeah. On
still
on skates with minimal contact.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how well that would work.
There's not brakes on ice skates.
No? Not on hockey
sort of.
Skates.
There
no.
Roller skates.
No.
There's no. Not on hot. There's. Yeah, there.
No toe pick.
Yeah, there's.
I haven't been on a pair of roller skates since.
But we're talking.
It's what millennium is this?
What millennium?
Yeah. It's been decades since I've been on a pair of roller skates. It has to be the 80s.
What about inline skates?
I never wore a pair.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Part of my knee troubles actually come from ripping all of the skin off my knees on roller skates when I was a kid. Got my first pair of roller skates, took to them instantly.
Apparently not very well.
I hit a rock.
You hit a rock? What kind of rock was it? A boulder?
It was enough to jam my wheels and send me flying forward. And because it was the 80s, the time before knee pads, I went straight down on the ground with my knees and skinned both of them.
Oh. Ow.
Yeah, I was walking funny for a while.
Damn.
It's okay. I used to ride a bike and kind of like jump ramps. And sometimes those ramps weren't made out of the best material. Just something you could find, you know, in the yard.
like a
part of a board or something.
Yeah, plywood and two paint cans.
Plywood.
Yeah, it doesn't hold up too well.
I totally did that.
Yeah, you go flying over. I got a mouth and eye full of dirt. Oh. That was not fun.
I remember one time I broke my bike, and
you broke it.
I broke the chain on my bike, and so I borrowed my sister's bike. But my sister is significantly smaller than I am, and especially when we were kids, I eventually stopped growing, and she kept growing. So there's I think there's only 6 inches difference, but at the time that we were like. When I was, let's just say I was 9 and she was 6, I was a good, like, foot taller than her. Because I shot up really, really fast and then just stopped growing in my senior year of high school. I've been 6 foot tall since then. And so, anyway, my bike was a lot bigger than my sister's. But with mine being broken... I borrowed hers, and so that, you know, it was basically like a little circus bike. You know, that's what
Krusty the Clown on that little bike.
That's
that little bicycle.
That's what it felt. You know, that's what it felt like. You know, I was definitely using my little sister's bike, but I didn't care. I was just, you know, I was on a bike. I was a kid. You know, it was the 80s. I didn't care.
All bikes are the
same. And so I'm flying down the sidewalk, and I see a curb, and I'm gonna go ramp off of it, and I screwed that up also, and locked up the chain on her bike. Just as I was getting to the little bit on the curb where it, you know, like where the driveway where it goes back up into the curb, I was about to do a jump off of that, locked up the chain and got flung face first into the gutter. For the longest time, I had a scar on my face that just would not go away. yeah, let's see, I think I had that scar for a good. I don't know, 17 years. It finally went away in my mid 20s.
17 years?
I'm sure it's still there, and it's just, you know, like it's just stretched out, but yeah, I had
I think your insurance premiums are going up like from the time the podcast started to now.
Yeah. This was when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
They take everything into account.
I don't do stupid stuff as an adult. Never. Ever.
Yeah.
Okay, I was really expecting to be challenged a little bit more on that.
It's 1 a.m. here. I'm good.
All right.
And I know better. I'm witness to a lot. So.
Plus, you have to sleep sometimes, so never upset.
There's not enough locks on that could put on the door.
Remember,
just cat reflex.
Yeah.
Remember, my dad is a locksmith, and I have paid attention, and I am particularly good at picking up techniques by observation. So, are we going to end up watching the movie right away, or are we going to play NHL 15 a little bit?
Maybe we'll try the game first. We'll have the movie for... we could probably at least watch it tomorrow.
Well, we got. I really want to watch it now.
Okay.
I wanted to watch it, you know, before, but now that we've talked about
Stars Ducks game.
Yeah. Okay. That would be fun. How about we let's hit some of the statistics for D2, and then we can call it.
All right.
Oh, and if your podcast listeners enjoy hockey-related media, there's a great book about a roller hockey team called Remember the Roller Dogs that you can find on Amazon.com.
You know, that is a great book.
Yeah.
It really is, and I can't believe I didn't think to bring that up. But, but yeah, Remember the Roller Dogs. Check it out. I've talked to the author.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's a nice dude.
Aww.
You know, he hangs out, you know, sends tweets to different shows, calls in sometimes. You know, he's just always a great guy to talk to.
You know, I try not to overstay my welcome, despite what Will Wilkins will tell you.
Well, hang out for a little bit and join us for the end of the show, will you?
Sure.
You are
and it's only $2.99 on Kindle now, so.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Actually, mm-hmm. I do have the Kindle version, so.
I'll autograph your Kindle if I ever meet you.
Oh, that would be funny.
You look and be like, not in the middle of the screen.
Yeah.
What? I don't know. I'll go all Bieber on you. No, it's worth twice as much.
Nice. All right. Well, our flick pick was D2, The Mighty Ducks. It was released on March 25th, 1994, rated PG, and it runs 106 minutes long. It looks like we do not have the budget for it. But, Katie, how did it do on the opening weekend?
Made like $10 million. $10,300,000.
Not bad
change.
At all.
That's in 94 money.
Yeah.
Yep. And what was the total box office?
Like 45 million.
Not too shabby.
I couldn't find the budget anywhere. I may have overlooked it.
Ah, that's all right. That's all right. I'm particularly interested in how it did on the tomato meter.
Are you?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Because it has a whopping 21%.
With the critics?
I wonder if that has anything to do with Team USA suddenly changing their jerseys away from Team USA and changing the name of the team to the Mighty Ducks and getting their asses beat by a bunch of Los Angeles roller hockey kids.
You think that would have changed their mind on...
No, it's just there are so many things that I remember being wrong with this movie, but the one that has cracked me up for the longest time is that trailer that I played. Just I don't know, I always tend to have more of a connection with the music in a movie, but
I want to see Matt's version. Where Bombay goes back in time and,
you know, there is a trend where people are mashing up story ideas and making new movies out of them. I was just hearing the other guys talk about that. The Matt and Tim from the SLS cast, and I feel like we need to explain that. Even though we do it every time we say it, but you never know when there's new listeners. So we've got some friends of the show. We are not here to please you. And between the two of us, we call them the guys. And other friends of the show, Matt and Tim from the SLS cast, they're the other guys, which I always like because they also do a movie-based podcast, but they actually talk about their movie and give some in-depth intellectual conversation about it, something you'll never find here.
Yeah. They know stuff and things.
Yeah. No, we're more just, you know, the movie is what brings us together and gets us talking. I don't need to explain this every time. But they're the other guys, you know, which was also a movie, and I enjoyed that movie. So actually their latest episode, they had a pretty good take on Tomorrowland. And I wholeheartedly agree with Matt, everyone that is trashing it. Yeah, they don't get it. They're trying to compare the movie against too many other things. And they're forgetting the fact that this is a freaking family movie and it's all about the kids, damn it. Mm-hmm. Did they have a heavy-handed message? Yes, but anyone who's trashing it is feeding the wrong wolf.
Bam.
That's all I have to say about that.
Drop the mic, see, walk away. I want to take my little boy to see that. My older son, he'd probably enjoy it a lot.
It is such a fun movie. I mean, I really did thoroughly enjoy it. I just found it entertaining as hell.
That's cool. Yeah, the nice thing about having... Sorry, Kat, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, the nice thing about having kids is you can actually go see Pixar movies and stuff like that without people looking at you strange.
People look at you strange when you're an adult and you go see Pixar movies and stuff like that?
Well, usually if you go to the later shows, people don't look at you funny. But when you show up with a kid, it's like it's like having the immunity idol around your neck.
Nice.
No one suspects you. It's like, yep, he's Mike. And the family resemblance is there, so.
So you can't just go get a kid off the street.
It's not like I just rented him from Costco or something.
Oh, that... How sick would it be if you know, just like answer an ad on Craigslist, you know, lend me your kids so I can go to the movies.
Yeah, I think that ad would be answered by the FBI.
Yeah. Chris Hansen.
There's better ways of doing, you know, if you are looking for a younger companion to go to the movies with, you know, maybe sign up for your local Big Brothers Big Sisters chapter and be a positive role model for a kid.
Always a good thing.
Yeah.
See, this is too much work. I'll just go see the movie and just... If someone's looking at me strange that I'm going to see a Pixar movie at noon, then I'm going to look right back at him and say, what are you doing here?
And if you pull up in your windowless van and you bring a picture of your dog with you, there's nothing wrong with that. Damn it.
Yeah. I mean, what?
And that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
Sorry, Rebel Stoke Jim. We went too far.
It's always Sets Nights with a K.
The Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher. I think we're probably going to have to start calling that Deezer soon. TuneIn and a few other podcast directories.
And the live show starts at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific, and we are getting better at the time.
Yeah, we are.
Right on time this week.
Yep.
We got the webpage over at midnightmovienights.com, and that's where you can also find the live stream.
On Twitter, we're at Movie Nights Pod, and if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
We want to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the logo, and Ed Judge Funky Boy, Tom Sherlock for the theme, and DC Cantel for the segment intros. We got a couple of new followers.
Yeah, we do.
At Matt Men Podcast.
Yeah, it's a pro wrestling podcast.
Cool.
Yeah. I raised an eyebrow and I was like, Matt Men? Like, what, are you some kind of like superhero with multiple personalities? Oh, okay, I get it. Pro wrestling. There we go.
And at Netflix Junkies. I can imagine what they are.
You think?
People
you think?
Like the Netflix.
And Podcross as well.
That one seemed kind of cool. They kind of bring different pods together. Just, I guess, what is, forgot what it was. Never mind.
Okay.
I forgot where I was going with that.
Well, their description is a social media dedicated to bringing podcasts together because synergy. And they're also part of the Purpooey Pod podcast. I don't know. My screen's a little bit far away, and I have got a microphone in front of me, so I can't quite see all the... I'm going to shut up. Who else do we want to thank?
Everyone for listening, whether it's live or otherwise.
Who?
Live or otherwise.
And who else?
Matt.
There we go.
Well, I wasn't going to thank him just for listening. I was going to thank him for joining us.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Well, thank you guys for having me. It's been nice. I was lying here in bed, you know, just not being able to sleep and being restless, and I didn't want to irritate my wife with the tossing and turning. So I'm like, oh, I saw your tweet. Y'all were on live. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to go hang out with them.
And it was too late to go to a Pixar movie.
It was. Well, Inside Out's not out yet. So.
Oh, I want to see that. where can people find you on Twitter?
RollerDogNC.
And do you have anything of yours that you would like to promote?
Other than the novel Remember the Roller Dogs, which you can find at Amazon.com. The Kindle version is only $2.99. And it's available either at Amazon or the trunk of my car. That's it.
Awesome. Hey, Kitty, let's go not watch our movie and put it off until tomorrow and play a hockey video game.
Goal!
Let's hockey.
Let's hockey?
Yeah.
Okay, talking is hard.
Yes.
Remember the 5th
roller dogs.
Of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight Movie Night.
You know, when the theme is playing?
Yeah.
And it gets to the point where it's about to cut in and say, Midnight Movie Nights, right?
Yeah.
I keep hearing Johnny screaming from episode 69.
Oh, yeah. I heard that the other day.
The Megapod. I still want to find a way to cut that in there properly. Oh crap, I'm running out of time to sign up for Creative Cloud at the discounted price that expires tomorrow.
Bro.
Yeah, I got one more day to decide if I want to go through with that. All right, well, Matt, thank you very much for joining us. That was awesome. Oh, and he's still muted. I'm telling you, I'm not used to handling callers on the show. This is I take calls on GabNet. I don't usually take them on. Usually when I take a call, it's because we've already got a planned guest, or I've forgotten to sign off of Skype, and Will Wilkins is bored and crashes the show and throws me off because it takes me a few minutes to figure out what the hell he's trying to do.
Spider Harrison here with you.
Yeah. Still welcome. Anytime the Skype lines are open, and anyone can call. It's right. whether or not I decide to answer or not. All right. You got anything else, Kitty? Oh, someone's smoking a cigarette. Ugh.
Ew.
Yeah.
Nope, didn't have that. I'm glad I have no sense of smell now.
All right.